Secrets, Lies and Espionage. You are almost halfway around the Harwell Heritage Trail, so congratulations for reaching this point, where you will discover more about Harwell's top-secret past. Harwell was once a secret establishment, where staff had to sign the Official Secrets Act to work inside the facilities, a necessity to protect the vital scientific research being undertaken on site. A gifted scientist, mathematician and computer developer, a man named Klaus Fuchs, applied for a job at Harwell in 1946. And although he was known to have been a pre-war communist sympathiser, he became the head of the Theoretical Physics Division as Principal Scientific Officer. In 1947, he lived at No. 17 Hillside, in one of the prefabricated homes that were erected at Harwell to house workers during the war, and Klaus befriended and socialised with many of his Harwell colleagues. This was the era of the Cold War with Russia, and in 1943, Fuchs had worked with Oppenheimer on the atom bomb, codenamed the Manhattan Project. He passed secret information to the Russians about the full design of the A-bomb and the development of the hydrogen bomb via fellow spies, Harry Gold, known as Raymond, and Agent Sonia, real name Ursula Kaczynski. A book by Ben McIntyre titled Agent Sonia, Lover, Mother, Soldier, Spy, tells her story. In 1946, Fuchs's job at Harwell gave him access to important research about nuclear and applied science, which he shared with his spy contacts. Key people gradually became suspicious of him, and his espionage was eventually discovered in 1950, leading to his arrest and a confession of his spying activities to the War Office. Fuchs served 9 of 14 years imprisonment for his espionage crimes. Knowledge, leading to new discoveries and eventually commercial success, are prized assets, and some of Harwell's work remains top secret today. Organisations developing new technology in today's world use the term intellectual property to legally protect their ideas and prevent industrial spies from stealing from them.